I think a real wrong thinking is that there's a right way to paint something or to see something, and the truth is you have to take it internally and then decide for yourself what it means to you.
Leilani Law has been creating and teaching art in many forms and shapes for over 25 years. She's standing in an empty room which will soon be bursting with colors and voices of children and adults. The room is one of several located on the second floor in the E.J. Ball building on the Fayetteville Town Square. It is part of Studio Leilani, a community studio where Leilani will offer art classes for children and adults.
So there's about 2,000 square feet here, and it's been offices in the past. So my challenge is to break down some of the walls and open it up, have this beautiful northern light, and I'm inviting Cynthia Parker, who's a production assistant. She and I collaborate with a fashion show called Ozark Couture. So she's a textile artist, makes beautiful knitted, gorgeous things. She's going to have a showroom in one of these rooms. So I'm inviting other artists, friends of mine, to use the space for classroom and show, and I have lots of plans.
Leilani hopes to start with two adult beginning painting classes. She says teaching art to children and adults might be different, but the goals are the same: indulging their creativity, thereby ridding them of stress.
I believe everyone can tap into something within themselves in painting and in art, to find a kind of a creative flow in themselves. Adults are a different challenge than children because they are more inhibited sometimes, or they feel like they have to come to it knowing things. But I have this method of learning to just approach through observation line and color and form and composition in a way. My goal is not necessarily to find out if they're talented or not, because talent really has nothing to do with being an artist, actually. It's a lot of intention and willpower to keep going. Talent is helpful, but mostly just to build confidence and begin to see as an artist sees.
Leilani is of the opinion that creating art is a matter of interpretation. She hopes to let her students play with color and light.
As a painter, if I put a bowl in front of you that was red, the first thing you do with color was to try to match that red that the bowl had been glazed in. And instead, I want to cast light. I'll have to be really deliberate about how I light these objects in a still life that are all painted white. So all you're seeing are values, or shadows, and really hot spots of light. And then you have to create a palette where you yourself decide. Color is very subjective. What is the most intense or brightest color that I can put on that really lighted spot? And then the shadow that's so deep and dark, because no shadows are black and no light is white.
Although very modest in her demeanor, when asked to describe her work, Leilani comes up with two characterizations: organic and highly imaginative.
I think that's really important. And that's something I think on a spiritual level I try to inspire people, that whatever you imagine you can create. And in that way, you're never limited. You know, and I think that's really, it saved my life over and over again, making art. So I feel like it informs me. It's a great informant to me. So it's a place that I explore questions that I have about living or anything. But it usually has an element of figure in it. The figures are not necessarily, they're mostly interacting internally, somewhere between kind of a dream reality and this reality that we share. I'm working on a new series right now of figures that are kind of falling in a real graceful way, and sort of the things that are falling by them without harming them. So I'm really interested in tension and then this kind of grace that happens simultaneously, and I see that in life.
Over the years, the Fayetteville artist has also been an integral part of much creative and artistic collaboration.
In 97 to 99, I had an art gallery here. It was called Vox Anima, and I had this wonderful gallery that was intentionally a place to curate shows that were collaborations. And I love to put on shows where artists of all different mediums jump in and get involved. And so the last collaboration was with Cynthia Parker for Ozark Couture, which we produced at the Fayetteville Underground in collaboration with Artemis. And it was six designers, really hot show. all local artists making their own designs and lines for this show. And we've been invited to be part of Artisphere with the Walton Arts Center. Reusing and recycling of materials. They all have a philosophy with their work, as any fine artist would. And so I'm real interested in showing them in a fine art setting and showcase them as artists.
On being asked why she started Studio Leilani, she gives an answer filled with contagious enthusiasm.
I'm just going to say it. I'm 50 this year. I can't believe it, but I am on fire with ideas. I just have so many ideas and almost as much energy as I did 20 years ago, but I have a kind of deliberation in my age that I'm very grateful for. I just feel like I'm not holding back, you know? I don't feel like I'm nearly going towards the end of my life at all, or even the midway mark, but I just have a freedom right now that I just am not afraid to ask, and if I hit a wall, I go to the next doorway, you know? And I think that's been really good for me. Of course, I'm motivated by financial income need for, but like I said, it's also another aspect of my being. I just am fed very well in my soul by teaching.
Studio Leilani will feature a number of classes for all age groups.
The first class is the 22nd, that's a Tuesday, and that's a beginning painting class, and then on Wednesday is the painting and series class, the 23rd. So those will be the first public openings of the space. And I'm encouraging enrollment to come in ASAP. I will probably go ahead, even if I only have 4 students in a class. My goal is to have, I'd rather work with 6 to 8 students in adult class. I am also offering a week-long, really fun workshops during spring break for kids, ages 6 to 12. And I'm combining journaling and theater games and visual art projects for that week. So that's when it's all going to start.
Leilani says the studio hopes to collaborate with other local artists to offer classes for teenagers and seniors and art parties for children and young adults in the near future.
I have enrollment forms and descriptions on my classes that I'm happy to email. If anyone would like to send me their email, and then I'll shoot those right back to them. I'm asking for a $40 deposit on the classes to hold the spot. And an enrollment form. And then I'm providing materials for the first classes, for both of the painting classes, and then I'll have a material list the first class. And it's all real affordable. So they can email me at, it's Leilani with an L at either end, so it's LLEILANIL at Yahoo. Or they can call me at 479-442-4396. And I'd be happy to discuss possibilities and send them an email or through the mail, the forms.
For Ozarks at Large, this is Iti Agnihotri Mudholkar.